track 12, and we come to our feature article, which is from the Nature Diary and is written by Gordon Waterhouse. Family Fun at Wild Loddiswell, and that will be read for you by Denise and Bill.
We had a wonderful family morning with the Wild About Loddiswell group. It did not sound inviting. The forecast was for rain and the start time was a bit early, 8:15. But the rain held off, we found fascinating creatures, had lots of laughter and finished with excellent cakes. Wild About Loddiswell have had their own moth trap and this had been set up in the church porch overnight. Phil Dean, our friendly moth expert, arrived soon after 7 a.m. to put any moths that had alighted on the walls of the porch into the see-through container. This was so that we could all admire them before we let them go later. He had his head torch with him to look into the dark corners. Soon after 8 o'clock, the rest of us were gathered, ready to welcome the first arrivals. There weren't many because of the forecast of rain, but those who did come were so enthusiastic and observant. Fiona Van S started us off with an exciting discovery. She saw some interesting poo in the grass. She asked us what we thought it was and was so pleased when one of the head children guessed it was a hedgehog's poo. She told Fiona, "We have hedgehogs in our garden." Then Fiona showed us how to use a sweep net, swishing it to and fro through the long grass and turning the net over and out, inside out over one of the white trays she had brought to see what fell out. With practice, the children became more and more athletic and successful, sweeping up insects through the long grass. We soon had lots of insects, including little flies, bugs, beetles, grasshoppers and spiders. We used magnifying glasses to see them closer. Slightly out of breath, we went into the church porch, where the moth trap was hanging. We stood round the inside of the porch in a circle. Inside the trap were lots of egg boxes piled loosely on top of each other. One by one, Phil took out the egg boxes, looked at the moths sheltering on them and called out their names. Ribboned wave, royal mantle, barred straw, dingy footman, swallow-tailed, uncertain. All the names were fascinating. Phil explained that uncertain was the name of the moth. It didn't know, he wasn't sure where the species it was. The boxes were then passed from hand to hand all around the circle.
We went outside again and the children and I walked along the winding path that had been mowed through the grass jungle until we came to a hedge. Over it a plant was spreading, smothered in thousands of very small white flowers, so it looked like a white cloud hanging down from the hedge. Its name is hedge bedstraw. The name was made up long ago because people would collect it and put it in their pillows or between the sheets to give a nice relaxing scent which might make them sleep better. The children collected some to give to their parents to give them a good night's sleep. Fiona had left an aquarium with some animals she had collected from her garden pond that morning. She asked us to gather around and see what we could find hiding among the waterweed. First they spotted lots of big, round, black water snails, and then someone spotted two newts. Someone sure to become a stand-up comedian on TV said, That one's mine. I call him Tiny because he's minute." There was a pause, then a groan from us all and lots of laughter. In a plastic tray, Fiona had also brought about a dozen empty cases of the larvae of southern hawker dragonflies. These larvae had crawled out of a pond where they would have lived for a year or two. They climbed up the stem of a water plant, and as they rested in the open air, the cases would have split open. Out from the cases had slowly emerged bright blue dragonflies. They lived out the last month of their lives as beautiful winged insects. As we neared the end of our morning, it still remained dry. Phil suggested it was time to release the last of the moths from their containers as a freedom celebration. Someone suggested we called it the Great Escape. We most admired the swallow-tailed moth that had wings with two tails projecting like a swallow's tail. This gave rise to the moth's name and to the name of its cousin, the swallow-tailed butterfly.